The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hi, Leanne.
Hello, Karen, brilliant, frail, tiny thing. She's not frail. She's fit because she does body pump and body combat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Leanne Morgan. I'm a comedian.
And I'm Karen Nickel, nurse practitioner, and we're glad you're tuning in again.
I know. All right.
Well, we're going to just talk pretty briefly about bladder tacks that have been done. And that's where, you know, it's a bladder sling that they put underneath the bladder and tack to your pelvic bones to prop up your bladder if it's been sagging.
How do they do that? Do they go into your vagina, through your vagina? Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
Do you have to go in
the
hospital?
Well, and then they go laparoscopically too. So
okay.
Yeah, typically laparoscopically.
One day outpatient?
Yeah, usually.
Okay. So usually. Who are the women that have had to get this bladder tack?
So oftentimes when we have a hysterectomy, and not all women who have hysterectomies, people who have a uterus also get a saggy bladder, but oftentimes when we have a hysterectomy and we take out the uterus acts sort of like a structural support in our pelvis, and it keeps the bladder sort of pinned between it and the pelvic bone. So when we take out the uterus, it doesn't have a back wall to lean against. The bladder is leaning on your front vaginal wall, and it can start sagging in. So it's sagging in to the vaginal space, but it's not going through the wall. It's just leaning on the wall.
Okay.
And the wall is bulging down into the vaginal area. And it can be just a little bulge. We call that like a grade 1 or a grade 2 cystocele, which is when the bladder is leaning against the vaginal wall. Or a grade 3 where it's, you know, about halfway or more down the vaginal area. Or grade 4 where it's actually sort of bulging out the opening of the vagina. So it looks sort of like a little bald head coming out of there.
Oh, my gosh. Bless their hearts. Okay, so if you have a grade 1.
Yeah.
And it's not like a little bald thing coming out of your doings. What are the symptoms of that? Are that people that have a lot of bladder leakage or
pain? So typically when the bladder leans like that, we often don't have complete emptying because the urethra, the tube that comes out of the bladder, is a little pinched because the bladder's bent. Sort of think of it like a water balloon, and the little neck of the water balloon's a little pinched. So the water's going to come out slower if you pinch that that neck of the balloon. So when the bladder is leaning, we don't have a nice straight urethra for emptying, and so we can get some retained urine in the bladder. And so that feels like you never empty because you really don't empty. So you have increased frequency. You're feeling like you have to go empty your bladder all the time because you never fully empty your bladder.
Does anybody ever get infection?
Yeah, it can increase your risk for infection if you have retained urine in the bladder. One of the surgical ways to deal with that is to do what we call, most people refer to as a bladder tack. And like I said, they can do it. There's one called a TVT, which is a transvaginal taping, which again, they do go through the vaginal wall to do that. And then there's a bladder sling that has a mesh-like material that holds the bladder up. It's like a plasticky type of material. And there have been a lot of problems with that mesh, and that's why you've probably heard on TV information about a class action lawsuit for women who have had that, who are having problems. And some of the problems can be where the mesh actually works its way into the vaginal wall tissue and through the vaginal wall.
Mm.
And so I do have some patients who have that.
Experienced that.
And it causes some really painful intercourse. And that mesh is sharp. I mean, it feels like a, like when you palpate it, it feels like, I mean, it's sharp. So, you know, most men don't want to go there.
No.
So it really impacts, can impact a relationship in terms of intimacy and cause a lot of pelvic pain, vaginal pain. And so, you know, I'm not a litigious person, but it, you know, if that's something that you're dealing with, you need to let your GYN, well, your GYN probably does know about it, but it or your primary care person know. If you haven't seen anybody about it, you need to have an exam and have that checked out.
So what can they do? Do they, if it's worked its way into your vaginal wall, what in the world?
That's the problem. The surgical correction options are limited. I mean, the patients that I've referred to, urogynecologists, you know, the tissue's so thin, they just like, you know, we, by the time they take out that mesh, you know, it you might end up with a really shortened vagina. You know. Yeah. So it's not, yeah. So you, the outcomes are not good usually. So most people don't proceed with having it removed. Because because it's like bad if you don't, bad if you do. So, but
are they still putting these meshes?
Yeah. This particular product, they're no longer putting that in. But you know, it's a problem. And so I'm sure there are a lot of women out there who are listening who are aware of that problem because they probably heard about it on TV. But there's always something to consider when you're thinking about surgical options to fix things, you know. If you have that problem, a little saggy bladder, there are non-surgical options like a pessary, using a pessary, which is a device that you insert into the vaginal area. It's usually a rubber ring that, but there are different shapes of pessaries, all different shapes for different problems. But you just insert it and it just props up that bladder. So, you know, it's not a permanent fix, but it works really well.
Does everybody put that in every day, or do you put it in, leave it in, or what?
Yeah, so you can put it in daily and take it out daily and wash it with soap and water. I do have women who leave it in for a week or two, or up to 8 weeks, sometimes a little even longer, depending. But it's a really nice option, non-surgical option, and works really, really well. I mean, the bladder tacks, honestly, a lot of women get benefit initially and then the benefit really wanes after, you know, some years. So, you know, this is something to think long and hard about before you have that kind of surgery. Now, if you have a grade 4 cystocele and your bladder is hanging out your vaginal opening, then you can use a pessary for that. You can do that, but you know.
Do you see this a lot in people?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed there's anything hanging out of my doing?
I'd have to look at your chart.
I don't remember. Oh, my. I don't think. I mean, I know that sometimes I don't feel like I'm emptying my bladder. I mean, I feel like I need to go a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And it helps to do Kegel exercises. We've talked about that before on previous episodes, but doing Kegel exercises, K-E-G-E-L, where you're exercising your pelvic floor muscles and strengthening those muscles so that you don't have things sagging down in your pelvis. So there are options if you're thinking about a surgical repair for a saggy bladder. Make sure you talk to your urogynecologist or gynecologist about all the options you have outside of surgery, because you know you might do well with pelvic floor therapy and vaginal estrogen and a pessary, and you know it might have several components to help fix it, but you won't undergo surgery. So there are options out there.
Oh my gosh. Well, good to know. You know, we all are living longer. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to somebody the other day and talking about this podcast and why I think it's so important, and that we have people like you that tells us, you know, how to take care of ourselves. Because when I was growing up, like if my grandmother or my Aunt Minnie or whoever, if they were in their 50s, they looked 100 and they had a house dress on and it was over. Mm-hmm. And they just, and God love them, nobody cared if they were having a hot flash. No, I mean, nobody was doing anything, I don't guess. Mm-hmm. But people want to live and live a better quality mm-hmm. of life yeah. now. And so there's so many women in their 40s and 50s and 60s mm-hmm. that need information like this mm-hmm. because everybody wants to feel good. Yeah. It's okay to age.
Yeah.
But you want to feel good and have a better quality of life.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'm not anti-surgery, but if we can do some... Oh my gosh.
That was Karen's computer.
That was my iMac computer that just hit the floor. But it hit my toe first.
Yeah, it's probably all right. It's probably
my toe isn't, but...
Oh, are you...
No, it's good. So one other thing And I think I mentioned this before too, but you know, we do have those vaginal rejuvenation treatments like mm-hmm. Mona Lisa Touch that strengthen those vaginal walls. So when the bladder gets full and leans on the vaginal wall, it doesn't collapse.
Yeah.
So that's another option. I mean, we have more and more options to maintain pelvic floor health. So that's something to think about. Again, those things are going to take a little more effort and time, but
you think it's worth it?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the products we have now for bladder tacts may be fine, but 10 years from now, I don't know. We'll find out that there's problems with those too. So it's always good to look at all your non-surgical options to treat things. And also, just women, just remember, empty your bladder whenever you have a chance to.
Really? Just...
Well, because the more full your bladder is, the more it's going to lean down on that wall.
Oh.
So just...
Don't hold it.
Don't hold on for 8 hours a day, 8 hours at a time. You know, just empty your bladder. If there's a restroom there and you think, I don't really need to go, just go. Just go. Oh, Karen would make me go.
Okay.
Karen would say go to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, good to know. But I love a toilet, honey. I got to have a toilet and a chapstick. If I get on a plane, I think I can't get to the toilet.
My chapstick.
It's just because I have to pee-pee so much. Yeah. But yeah, I need a chapstick and a toilet. I do. I felt like kind of anxious if I can't empty my bladder. I don't like to hold it. I hate that feeling. And when my kids were little, we'd be in a minivan going somewhere and Chuck Morgan was like, nobody's stopping. We're not stopping. And so I wouldn't drink fluid because I think, you know, I don't want to stop. And now at his age, he has to stop.
Yeah.
So now, you know, he doesn't torment me. We both have to stop. And I'm so thankful.
I know. It's finally even, Steven.
I know. He's a typical dad in a big old car with a bunch of kids. Nobody's stopping. So, oh, good. Well, good to know I'm going to empty my bladder as much as I can.
Yes. Be nice to your bladder. And you younger women who are listening, listen to older women and be nice to your bladder.
Yeah, don't do as we did. Do as we say.
That's right.
But I do feel like I've always emptied my bladder.
Well, I'm proud.
Thank you, my darling. Okay. Well, okay. And I can tell people where I'm going to be.
Yes, I just
got a new list. Oh, my goodness. And I'm so tickled to get to see people. And at some point, we do want Karen to be out with us.
Yes, I'm going to hit the road with Lynn.
People, I know. But people ask me about her all the time.
I just may have to take off a day or two.
Everybody in Knoxville will lose their mind.
Mm.
Okay. Let me say Tampa, Orlando, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Oh. Huh. I know. Houston, Texas, New Orleans. I'm going to get to go to New Orleans. Yeah. And St. Louis, Kansas City, Oklahoma City. Where did I tell you? West Palm Beach, Naples. I don't even know, but I'll get there. I mean, I may have my bra on the outside of my clothes, but I'm going to get there.
But I'm going there. I'm going to have my chapstick, and I'm going to get there.
I'm going to have my freaking chapstick. Oh, you got to believe, I'll have 3 or 4 chapstick on me in my purse or a backpack, and there will be a toilet needed. Okay. Well, thank you, Forrest.
Thank you, Forrest,
producer. We could not survive without you.
Please go to Instagram, Forrest. No, not Forrest. Wenzeland, 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 to listen to his music.
And Sweetie and Piss, we're going to try to post stuff. And I'm on it. You're on it.
We're on
all that. Yeah. You're on an Instagram. I think I'm following you. Who is that?
Oh, my goodness. I better put something on it. Yikes.
Well, your doctrine.
Well.
And then Stephen Brown, Glitterville.
Stephen Brown did our graphics. And go to Glitterville Instagram.
You're going to lose your mind.
Yeah. You'll love that.
Oh, he is so cute and fun.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my darling.
We'll see you next time. Be safe. Sweaty and pissed. Sweaty.